This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Nuclear reactor in Ukraine is now occupied by the Russian invaders and under attack. In Taiwan, the people of Taiwan are asking themselves, why were rockets and missiles thrown into the water off of Taiwan? Why did warplanes buzz us for days? In Europe, there is a drought from eastern England all the way to the Po River Valley that is damaging the food crop and putting people on notice for water rationing. In Europe also, there is inadequate energy, not only for the winter, but for now. All this is happening at the same time. We have major pieces of legislation in Washington that are said to be a response to either climate or the recession, or if it exists, or recovery from the pandemic, if we are. And yet, I welcome Daniel Henniger, of the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, who writes his column Wonderland, to comment on all of this crisis around the world. And the list is long. I'm going the short version. And yet there is, and Dan and I debate this, a fixation or a preoccupation with a former president in his estate in Florida. Dan, a very good evening to you. It might be just August. Is that an explanation for this disproportionate attention to something that is not the future? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. No, not this time. Normally when that happens in August, it's because nothing else is going on other than people watching their kids playing in the ocean on a beach somewhere. That's not the case, as you just made clear. The world is shaking. And the United States itself has rampant inflation going on. The crime issue continues. Los Angeles, we just see, is going to solve its homeless crisis by forcing hotels put up the homeless, on and on and on. And yet suddenly we're all pulling up short and over to the side of the road to fixate on 30 FBI agents invading the former president's residence in Mar-a-Lago down in Palm Beach, Florida. And, you know, I guess, John, where I would put the onus for this would be on Attorney General Merrick Garland, who seems to have an extraordinary political tin ear. What could he possibly have been thinking was going to happen? And so they did this, as they usually do, at 6:30 in the morning, no publicity. Did he actually think this was going to happen without news of it getting out? And since it's about, involves Donald J. Trump himself, how could it not blow up into the mammoth melodrama that we're going through right now, trying to figure out what exactly was the point and purpose of the raid? And so the entire political community is now stopped from doing everything else and fixated on this one subject. I mean, even Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer seems to be distraught that his Build Back Junior climate spending bill, remember that? That's kind of been washed out to sea as well in all this. And it really, it does not make the United States look good at all. I mean, foreigners wonder about this sort of thing all the time. And I think especially now our foreign adversaries, specifically Xi Jinping in China, Vladimir Putin in Russia, are looking at a country that is preoccupied with documents inside the personal residence of a former president. And I would add as well, John, the creeping idea in American politics that the Democrats don't want the incumbent president, Joe Biden, to run for re-election. Joe Manchin won't talk about it. Jerry Nadler refused to support Joe Biden running for election again. If you're Beijing or Moscow, the Kremlin, this looks like a country that's being destabilized politically, that there's no coherent structure addressing the manifest problems in front of it, and those some by the creation of, indeed, the Chinese and the Russians themselves. I think they're recalculating what their risk ratio is vis-a-vis the United States' ability to react against these events right now. So, I think it's ultimately very destructive. It's this thing with Trump is a problem that probably should have been more fully negotiated, but here we are, treading water in a deep ocean whose bottom we simply cannot see at the moment.
You remind me, Dan, to summarize election processes that are going on elsewhere. In Italy, Mario Draghi resigns the premiership in the election is late September between a coalition that is said to be right of center, led by a young woman named Giorgia Meloni. Good for her. However, Italy has long been a punchline when it comes to unstable governments. They look solid compared to what you just evidenced in Washington. In London, they don't have a prime minister right now. There's a debate between handouts and tax cuts. That also looks solid. You know, Mother Britain looks solid. And you oblige me to think about how we look to London and Rome. They have reason to be bragging rights. They get democracy right. They actually debate the matter.
Well, in addition, I mean, we could bring it closer to home and ask what exactly the American people themselves make of what's going on. I mean, the country, as we know, is polarized. It's deeply divided. It's been divided for a long time, but it was certainly exacerbated from the beginning of the Trump presidency onward, when just after Trump's inauguration, we got into the Russian collusion narrative, the Steele dossier, none of which turned out to be true. But nonetheless, upwards of half the country began to believe that Washington was the deep state, the establishment. They're now calling it the regime, the swamp. This stuff that's going on now, regardless of the merits, and indeed, you know, Donald Trump is a contentious figure. Some of what came out of the January 6th hearings about his behavior on January 6th is utterly reprehensible. But nonetheless, an event like this FBI raid, which now Attorney General Garland purports that he approved, just sort of raises once again the stakes and people's concerns about something called the deep state in Washington. You know, John, those of us who write about these issues for a living, we do care about America's institutions. It is important that America's institutions are able to function. But you get past a certain point with events like this, and it becomes increasingly difficult to make the argument that we should trust any of these institutions, because those like the FBI or the Department of Justice seem to be working so hard to discredit themselves in the eyes of half the American people.
Dan, we have about a minute. Winner's justice, we know what that is. Winner's justice, and we talk about that in terms of wars and afterwards and who gets prosecuted. Have we set up a ceremony now, winner's justice, so that each time there's a change of administration, we're going to have these events?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's a big problem. Just roll this forward. From the going after documents inside former President Trump's residence. Consider if a Republican, even Trump, wins the presidency in 2024. What do you think is going to happen to Joe Biden's residence if it's full of documents related to Hunter Biden and what was ever going on in Ukraine and Hunter's dealings in China? The pressure is going to be overwhelming for the Republicans and a Republican president to do the same thing. Every former president is going to be put at risk by this. And it's just a place I don't think where we want to go.
Daniel Henniger is the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing his column Wonderland. I'm John Batchelor.